Hello, hello everyone, and happy new moon eclipse in Sagittarius. That's what I'm here to talk to you about today, because I wanted to leave you with some insight, with some notes, and perhaps some questions that can help you navigate this energy that will be with us for at least another month from the eclipse. So first things first, understand that whenever we have eclipses, first, one eclipse is never untied from another. Eclipses tend to happen in pairs. So this new moon eclipse in Sagittarius taking place on December 14th, 2020 is tied to the full moon eclipse in Gemini that we had on November 30th, 2020. It's like two, because Gemini and Sagittarius are part of the same zodiac axis, which means that they are opposing one another. They are at 180 degrees from one another. This doesn't mean that they're opposites. This means that they are two sides of the same coin. That's a big deal, because it's not that one is worse than the other, and it's not that one is bad. It's that it's a calling for us to learn to balance and manage this energy in the highest manifestation possible. Okay, so with that said, we have the moon and the sun in Sagittarius at 23 degrees. Whenever we have a new moon or a new moon eclipse, that is indicative of the sun and the moon coming together, right? The luminaries, the mother, father figures of the sky coming together to create something new. This new moon eclipse of December 14th opens up a six-month energetic window that will finally culminate May 26th of 2020, in which we will have the full moon eclipse in Sagittarius. Pay attention to anything that comes to you this month and into mid-January. Anything and anyone that comes into or out of your life during this time. Eclipses are auspicious times. They are times in which the universe is trying to align us with what is truly meant for us and remove from our lives that which isn't. Check where Gemini and Sagittarius are in your chart, and that will give you a clear indication as to where these changes could unfold, either really this month or throughout the next 6 months. It's so important to understand that during eclipses, because the universal energy is so auspicious and so strong, and because we are in fact being aligned with what is meant for us and that which is not meant for us is being removed, that we don't go into the season having any type of intention or practicing rituals of intentions, especially with this eclipse. Here's why. This new moon eclipse in Sagittarius is about the release of an old belief system, of an old narrative that once removed, once released, obviously creates a new pathway for us. Okay? This means that Sagittarius is the sign of, it's an energetic sign, it's an optimistic sign. But in its lowest manifestation, it can be the sign that thinks that they know it all, right? It can very much be a know-it-all type of sign, as opposed to all-knowing. All-knowing is different, because this sense of all-knowing has an openness that, as much as you do know, as much as you do understand that there is wisdom inside of you, that there's still a humility and openness to learn more. Being a know-it-all is the complete opposite of that. It's assuming that you know it all. It's assuming that your truth is your truth and sticking to that truth no matter what. Gemini, the opposite sign of Sagittarius, is almost the opposite of that, but in the sense that Gemini has this ability to view different options, to view the facts in different ways, as to opening up new neurological pathways in our brain, but also in our attention and our perception. Yes, this is a new moon in Sagittarius, which means that wherever Sagittarius is in our chart, we're starting something new. But because Sagittarius is the current south node, which represents that which we are meant to release, in the Sagittarius part of our chart, something is being removed. So now, I don't want to freak you out. This isn't a fear tactic. This isn't, oh my God, my relationship is going to end type of thing. No. It could mean that, depending on where Sagittarius is in your chart. And depending really also on how your relationship is going. This isn't one of those things where if your relationship is going well, an eclipse is just going to remove it just because. No. Eclipses take us to a next level. So if you have a great relationship and this eclipse is happening in your relationship sector, this just means that this eclipse can boost that relationship onto a next level, whatever that next level is for you and your partner. I just want to make that clear, because this isn't about fear mongering. That's not what this is about. Anyway, let me go back to what I was saying. So new moon eclipse in Sagittarius, something has to be released in order for something else to come in and come to fruition within the next 6 months. This is new energetic expressions that come from us. The fact that Mercury in Sagittarius is right next to the moon and the sun is kind of like our minds are made up. Our minds are made up as to wanting to move forward, as to having an optimistic point of view for the future, even if we are unclear of what that future looks like. That's very important, because if right now you're feeling that you don't really know what 2021 is going to look like for you, that's almost the best place to be in, because 2021 is going to be a year of assimilation. It's going to be a year in which we are all going to have to assimilate to this new energy that is going to affect us for the next 20 years and beyond, okay? So this new moon is about a lot of optimism, a lot of drive. And so with that, so you might say, okay, well, I have optimism and I have drive, but I don't know where I'm going. That's okay. Let's say that you do have an idea in mind. One thing I will say is remain flexible in the approach of that idea. If something comes to you during this month or even into mid-January, assume that the approach to this new opportunity or this new relationship or this new state within yourself is going to change. That doesn't necessarily mean in a bad way. It just means that the approach is going to be different, because we're going to approach life, jobs, relationships. We're going to approach ourselves from a different space. Think about it. Think about what 2020 has done. Think about how much and how heavy the lessons in 2020 have been for each of us in different ways. And now we're on this other end, on this end of 2020, I think for a lot of us, in a very raw and new state. It's like, for some reason, what I picture is like us at the beginning of 2020, like going into a car wash. The entire year of 2020 was going through the car wash. And so here we are getting like slapped around by all the sponges and all of the soap and the water coming from different directions. And we're just trying to get through the car wash and come out the other end. I feel we're already at the other end of the car wash clean. And what I mean by that is cleansed from a lot of structures, a lot of shoulds that we thought we should live by, that were removed through this by this car wash that has been 2020, and now it's like a blank slate almost. It's like a blank slate, and here we are, shiny, and ready to move forward onto this new energetic field that we're all going to experience. The beautiful thing is that because we're coming out of this imaginary car wash in Sagittarius season, we're quite optimistic. We're optimistic because Sagittarius is naturally an optimistic sign. It is the sign of the optimist. It's ruled by Jupiter, which is the sign of expansion. So, another aspect that this eclipse has is that it creates a square, which is a 90 degree angle to Neptune in Pisces. The energy of Neptune in Pisces is that of boundlessness. It's of ultimate elevation of consciousness and this understanding that we are all one. That is the highest energetic manifestation of Neptune in Pisces. I don't think that that's where we are. I don't know that as human beings we can ever really fully get to that. I think that a lot of people come close, but to fully come to that is a completely different experience. But on a more mundane level, on a more, an adult in 2020, 2021 level, what does that mean? Neptune in Pisces, because of its boundlessness, because of its lack of structure, I think that's what indicates this not knowing of where we're headed. But because it is Pisces, and Pisces is a spiritual sign, it's this feeling of acceptance and trusting that we will be guided exactly to where we need to be. That is further evidence that during eclipse seasons, which is where we are now, we are definitely being placed exactly where we need to be, okay? So, trust, have trust that you are being guided. Have trust that things are unfolding for you exactly as they need to. Because, as astrology tells us, that is exactly what eclipse seasons are meant to do. It would be very different if these eclipses were happening in other signs. For instance, the eclipses that we had in Capricorn and Cancer, those were some heavy eclipses. Capricorn or Cancer are not known as very optimistic signs. Nothing against any Capricorns and Cancers out there, but they're just not. They just have a different energy. Gemini and Sagittarius, on the other hand, it's an air sign, it's a fire sign, it's about movement, it's about talking, it's about being the social butterfly, it's about being optimistic. It's much, much lighter energy. So I think that the shifts and the changes that are coming for us are going to be much less heavy than they have been in 2020, all right? But it's a little bit structureless, and that's okay. I have been saying this for the last couple of weeks. Let's remain flexible in the approach. That is going to be my mantra for all of 2021. Remain flexible in the approach. Remain flexible in the approach. Because how changes are going to come to us, it's going to seem like out of nowhere, and we're going to have no other choice but to adjust. All right? So another aspect that this new moon eclipse has is that Venus in Scorpio creates a sextile to Jupiter in Capricorn. That means that Venus in Scorpio and Jupiter in Capricorn are having a really nice conversation. So this is like Venus represents our desires. Venus is the planet of relationships. And in Scorpio, it's like, what I want in my life, the relationships I want in my life, what the things that fulfill me internally and bring me joy, that is what I want in my life. Anything else, I just don't want it anymore. This is a big deal because throughout 2020, a lot of the things that were taken away from us, or that felt were taken away from us, there was a period of transition, mourning, and pain for a lot of people. And now I think that with enough lessons and processing, we're here at the end of 2020 with Venus in Scorpio saying, all right, that was a blessing in disguise. And I now know what I don't want in my life. If I'm not even clear as to how my life is going to really unfold, that's perfectly fine, because I know what I don't want in my life. I know what I don't want to give my energy and attention to. I know the people that I no longer wish to be in my life. I know that I will be committed to creating healthy boundaries in my life in general, whether it's relationships or work or with myself, right? This is Venus in Scorpio. Here I am. I'm a sure woman. I know what I want. Having a conversation with Jupiter in Capricorn. Jupiter in Capricorn has been one of the big guys teaching us all of this, all of these massive lessons in 2020. Jupiter is the planet of expansion and more and grandiosity. Capricorn is almost the opposite of that. Capricorn is the sign of minimalism, of less, of being very cut and dry, very matter of fact. So when we combine Jupiter and Capricorn energy together, this is about less is more. And think about how much our lives have been simplified, even when we didn't see it that way at the beginning of 2020. Think about how much we've had to simplify our lives to what is essential to us, to what is truly important to us. Again, very much Venus and Scorpio. This is what deserves my attention. And Jupiter in Capricorn is saying, good girl, you got it, girl. Finally, you figured it out. That's amazing. Good for you. Less is more. Quality over quantity. This is like saying I am and I have enough to move forward. Okay. So think about if you're working on a project or you're trying to launch something or release something. What a lot of us tend to do and have done in the past is feel that we have to learn more, that we have to attend more courses, attend more classes, and that if we just have that bit more of knowledge, then we can really do this. But do you really need that one more course? Or are you finally in a place where you can accept that you do know enough and that you are enough to move forward in this job, in this project, okay? Let's talk about relationships. Let's say that, you know, you come across someone, you hit it off, you start seeing the red flags. The way we're going to really notice red flags in people 2021 and on is going to be so fast. And at that point, you're really going to be faced with a choice of, do I really want to entertain this, which I have in the past and I know exactly where it gets me, or do I just want to keep my options open, very Gemini energy, and see how I can potentially meet someone who doesn't have all these things that I don't want. Less is more, right? Simplification at its best. We have learned that simplicity is what brings us peace. I mean, think about it. If Jupiter in Capricorn is the sign of less is more and this signifies minimalism, I don't know how familiar you are with any stories of minimalism or any minimalists, but they say that they clear their space and they get rid of all of this junk and it creates just a much more peaceful and flowing energy in their environment. Isn't that what we want, considering the year we've had? This is the type of attitude that we're heading into, and it doesn't feel heavy, again, because it's in the sign of Sagittarius, okay? One more aspect is the fact that Mars in Aries creates great connections to the North and South Node, the North Node in Gemini and the South Node in Sagittarius. This is, Mars represents action, in Aries it's in its ruling sign, so being courageous to move forward with this brand new perspective, again, even if we don't know exactly what the future holds, how it will unfold. I think that this is going to be a year in which people are not really going to set those New Year intentions, right? Or the new, these are my goals for 2021. And if you do, that's fine. But remember, remain flexible in the approach. Because, again, this isn't to scare you, but understand that we will still be discovering new parts of ourselves. With Aquarius energy ruling 2021, Aquarius energy represents us embracing what makes us unique individuals. Okay, so let's say that you start a relationship, right? And you realize over the next 6 months that somehow you are not fully being your own self, unique individual. It's going to throw you off. You're either going to talk to your partner and say, look, I feel like there's a little bit of lack of freedom within me, or I need some space. Space in relationships is going to become very important. Freedom for the other to be another is going to be very important. So if that is not the way that you tend to relate, how do you adjust to that? Or if you find a partner whom you're asking more freedom from, how will that partner adjust? This is exactly, I will repeat it again, remain flexible in the approach. Again, this isn't to scare you, but this is more so to embrace the freedom that is coming your way and learning how to create some kind of foundation with this newly found freedom. That's what is so beautiful about the potential and the openness about the energy that we're headed into. And hey, this is a new moon eclipse in Sagittarius. Sagittarius is one of the most independent signs of the zodiac. Although for them, next year represents potentially attracting a very important and life-changing relationship. But when the overall energy of Sagittarius is needing this freedom to be themselves, needing this freedom to see the world through their own eyes. This doesn't mean that Sagittariuses aren't in committed relationships. There are plenty of Sagittariuses in committed relationships. But one of the most important factors of a Sagittarius being in a committed relationship is freedom. So we're all going to be aching for this freedom to be ourselves, to discover this unique part of ourselves that we haven't tapped into before, because everything around us is going to present us with the possibility and with the stage to do that. Okay, so some of the themes: all possibilities are on the table. Anything is possible. This is why we remain flexible in the approach. This is a fresh start with optimism, which I love. I think that overall, this month is a lot lighter than a lot of months in 2020. Yes, because it's eclipse season, we can feel a little anxious, we can feel a little restless, our sleep may be off, all of the stuff that comes with eclipse seasons. And yet, there's still a sense of optimism. I do want to clarify something. Do not fall into this trap that you want 2020 to be over as if 2021 is the antidote to 2020. It's not. 2021 comes with its own lessons, again, that will not feel as heavy as 2020, but it's just another phase. Don't remain flexible. Not everything will be so black and white. Not there. Allow room for a different perspective. Okay? Remain flexible in the approach. There's a boost in energy and confidence. I mean, Gemini and Sagittarius tend to be very confident anyway. So that's kind of nice that we're all under the umbrella of this energy and we get a little kick of that. It's nice. It definitely is a nice energy to tap into, especially when we're on this journey to discovering our uniqueness and taking responsibility for that and embracing it and then sharing it with the world. Okay. And here's the thing, again, by sharing it with the world, it doesn't mean that you have to be on a stage. It doesn't mean that you have to be doing what I'm doing right now, which is, you know, sharing information on my website. No, it means that you share it with your kids. You share it with your partner. You share it with your parents. You share it with your family. You might get some pushback because people are not, you will not necessarily be used to seeing you in a certain light. But again, embrace your uniqueness. And believe me, over time, the people around you are going to have to adjust. Remain flexible in the approach. This isn't just for you and me. This is for everyone. Okay. Now, another theme is releasing self-righteousness. If there is one theme that I think is really important for this new moon eclipse, is the release of self-righteousness. Because this is what I was talking about earlier in the recording. In a lower manifestation, Sagittarius energy is incredibly self-righteous, incredibly, to the point where they will not listen to any other opinion other than their own. So think about where that type of self-righteousness may fall in your life in different ways. Here's an easier way to think about it. What is difficult to let go of right now? If you're faced with something that you have to let go of right now, is there difficulty in that and why? If there isn't, that's amazing. That's great. But if there is, what is the resistance in letting go? And isn't that a form of self-righteousness? Because you're assuming that this is a permanent truth that is not allowed to change. Think about that, okay? And again, you don't have to release it all. You don't have to let go of it all, you know, within the next month. This will unfold over the next 6 months for all of us, okay? Do not judge your present or your future based on your past. This is so significant, not just because it's an eclipse, not just because it's in Sagittarius, but because in a much bigger energetic framework, the universe is creating a reset of how we live life, of the approach. I don't want to digress, but if I could share with you all of the types of changes that are coming in society, money, education, the way we communicate, the way we travel, we're already seeing it. All of the changes that have happened, especially in the second half of 2020, are only going to amplify 2021 and on. We are entering a brand new energetic shift. So anything that was part of your past really will have no room in the future. It becomes irrelevant. Yes, we carry the lessons that we learned. We carry the lessons that we, you know, that cleansed us through that metaphorical car wash. But that's about it. This is why I say relationships won't be done in the same way. Red flags won't be put up with as long as they were in the past. It's just, we're kind of over it. Okay. Remember, it's okay to not have all the answers, right? That goes with releasing that self-righteousness. Another theme, the willingness to be adaptable to change. Like I said, remain flexible in the approach. And then understanding that there is a much bigger energy at play and trusting it and learning to navigate with it. Okay. So if you're feeling some kind of resistance, some kind of restlessness, one of the questions I ask is, where does my resistance and restlessness come from? If you're feeling that right now, write that question down. Where does my restlessness and resistance come from? And just kind of begin to free write whatever comes up to mind. I think that's the best approach to free write and see what comes up. And free write and free write and free write until something clicks and you're like, oh man, that's it. Okay. And so how do you begin to look at that? How do you begin to shift from that? Is that resistance and restlessness, is that story still true for you now? Or is it just a story that you've told yourself over and over and over and it's just kind of on loop? chances are that that story is just on loop, and it's definitely not your truth now. Okay. Another question that I pose to you is, how can I simplify? How can I simplify? If you have resisted simplification in your life this entire year, I highly suggest you do simplify. Whether let's say in business, right? How do you begin to delegate? How do you begin to take tasks off of you? Some people have even sold their business or shut down their business, partially because of what's been going on in 2020. But the bigger lesson has been to simplify. Anyone who has had to do that this year, as heartbreaking as it comes off, they're being released of something that is just no longer meant for them, because they are meant to go in a different direction. So think about that for you. How can you simplify? Because the energy in 2021 is going to be so fast moving that you won't want things around you that weigh you down. It'll create too much restlessness that is unnecessary. Okay, so I've taken 30 minutes of your time. If you've made it this far, thank you so much. I hope this is helpful. If you have any questions, I'm really accessible through Instagram, Facebook. If you want to write me an email, I'm at info@astroconsciousness.com. You can also check out the website, book a session if you want, some kind of guidance, some kind of idea of what may be coming for you. Thank you so much, and I hope this is helpful. Have a great one.